This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, Alex Jones Show. I thought Congressman Matt Gaetz did a great job on Tucker Carlson last night. The full interview is at InfoWars.com. Roger Stone is good friends with him, helped him run for Congress, got him on the show before. He's going to give us his inside take on it. I talked to people at the top of the media food chain that know Gaetz. They've got a good idea of actually what went down. It is a shakedown. It is criminal. We're going to talk about it in a few minutes with Roger Stone. But first, here's a few minutes of Tucker Carlson last night.
Just a couple of hours ago, late this afternoon, the New York Times ran a story saying that Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is under federal investigation for playing some role in sex trafficking and potentially having a relationship with a 17-year-old girl. There are very few details in major news outlets tonight about this story. We have no background on it at all and not even any very informed questions. Instead, we've invited Congressman Gaetz on the show to respond to these stories and give us his view of them. Congressman, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it. So this is obviously a serious allegation. Tell us what the truth is from your perspective.
It is a horrible allegation, and it is a lie. The New York Times is running a story that I have traveled with a 17-year-old woman, and that is verifiably false. People can look at my travel records and see that that is not the case. What is happening is an extortion of me and my family involving a former Department of Justice official. On March 16th, my father got a text message demanding a meeting wherein a person demanded $25 million in exchange for making horrible sex trafficking allegations against me go away. Our family was so troubled by that, we went to the local FBI. And the FBI and the Department of Justice were so concerned about this attempted extortion of a member of Congress that they asked my dad to wear a wire, which he did with the former Department of Justice official. Tonight, I am demanding that the Department of Justice and the FBI release the audio recordings that were made under their supervision and at their direction, which will prove my innocence and that will show that these allegations aren't true. They're merely intended to try to bleed my family out of money. And this former Department of Justice official tomorrow was supposed to be contacted by my father so that specific instructions could be given regarding the wiring of $4.5 million as a down payment on this bribe. I don't think it's a coincidence that tonight, somehow, the New York Times is leaking this information, smearing me, and ruining the investigation that would likely result in one of the former colleagues of the current DOJ being brought to justice for trying to extort me and my family.
So a couple of obvious questions that come to mind, and again, just to restate, this just happened, don't have any other information beyond what we've already said and you have said. Who is this Department of Justice former employee who's trying to extort the money from you, you say?
His name is David McGee. He was a top official in the leadership in the Northern District of Florida as a prosecutor. He currently works at the Beggs and Lane law firm. As a matter of fact, one of the recordings that was made at the FBI and Department of Justice request occurred at that law firm, and the money that was supposed to be paid today that would have shown even more evidence of David McGee's work in this extortion scheme, that was foiled by the New York Times story, and I believe that's why this horrible information and these terrible allegations have been used this evening.
So you're, and I'll get to the investigation in a sec, but you're saying that David McGee was motivated by greed. He was trying to extort money from your family. That's his motivation, you're saying.
I know that there was a demand for money in exchange for a commitment that he could make this investigation go away along with his co-conspirators. They even claimed to have specific connections inside the Biden White House. Now, I don't know if that's true. They were promising that Joe Biden would pardon
him. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about this with Roger Stone on the other side. I think Gaetz looks extremely credible. And on a scale of 1 to 10 for looking confident, telling the truth, that's about a 9.9. I mean, even if you're totally innocent, you still feel a little guilty when you're accused of something. He looks completely innocent. I've never seen somebody look so innocent, and I'm not in the business here of kissing Congressman Matt Gaetz's ass. I'm just telling you, my BS meter says no BS here. whatsoever. But I have some inside baseball, though. We're going to talk about when we come back. The guy's a playboy. And so is there something true there, something that they're trying to pin in there? We'll talk about it with Roger Stone straight ahead in 60 seconds. We'll be back.
It was 6 years ago that Dr. Group helped us develop Living Defense. And he told me, Alex, this is going to be one of your most popular products. And I go, really? A bunch of black walnut? A bunch of these herbs? He said, listen, this stuff flushes out parasites. This stuff is beyond probiotics from the bacterial on up. It's amazing. It's got Indian science, Native American science, ancient European herbology. It's all there. And it's become a bestseller. People love it. It's amazing. If you've been on the fence and haven't taken it, it is a big bottle with more than two regimens in it. So this will cover you basically for a year. But you want to do it every 6 months. And the cleanse is incredible. Everybody gets benefits from it. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. And it's part of our mega blowout sale. 50% off and free shipping on Living Defense. But the sale has to end Wednesday night, the last day of March. The sale has to end March 31st, 2021, in just a few days. Get it while you can at InfoWarsStore.com. It's massively discounted, and it funds the InfoWar.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the big story, not just here, but around the world, is Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's smart, he's hardcore, he's pro-America. He's got courage. He fights for the Second Amendment. He fights for sovereignty. He was at the tip of the spear exposing election fraud and the fact that they overblew what happened at the Capitol. Now, he's definitely an up-and-comer, major presidential material, not now, but in 10 years or so. And so he's one of the main targets, along with Ted Cruz, along with Rand Paul, around with Jim Jordan. I mean, he's right up there at the top of the hit list, only under Donald Trump. And I'd say Alex Jones, not for me running for president, but just wanting people's heads. Oh, and there's one other guy up there at the top. Not that we like being on this list. That's Roger Stone for the headhunters out there. So he's good friends with Gaetz, goes way back. He got Gaetz on the show before. It's like Donald Trump said, I'm here because Roger Stone got me on, by the way. Gaetz is like, I'm here because Roger Stone got me on. And so you see this. So I made some calls. Well, I actually got some calls, and I made some calls, people that know Gaetz well, some big people. And they said, no. Gaetz is a playboy. Gaetz doesn't like underage women. Gaetz has never hid this, that he's single and young. And he's not even, he doesn't even know if any of this is true. He didn't fly with some underage woman. That's made up. This is a shakedown. But the question is, do they have some woman who can claim that, well, she was younger, now she's, you know, 20-something, that she went out with him 3 years ago. But definitely he went to the FBI. Definitely it's a shakedown. And I know Roger Stone has had his ear to the ground and been making some phone calls to give us the latest here today. So, former political prisoner, pardoned by the president, an innocent man, an American patriot, Roger Stone joins us. Next up in the gallows, next up at the guillotine, very popular Florida up-and-comer Matt Gaetz. What is the inside poo-poo?
I mean, if you had to name the single most effective member of the House in terms of fighting for the America First agenda, it would have to be Matt Gaetz. It's not incidental that right here on this show, only weeks ago, I mentioned him very realistically as a presidential contender. So this is a search and destroy mission. I know Matt Gaetz to be a person of extraordinary integrity. He was a playboy. He is now engaged to a wonderful woman, Ginger, who I've met several times. They're very much in love. This is not the Matt Gaetz that I know. This is a cheap political trick. This is an effort to derail his career. Folks don't know this, but Matt Gaetz's family is among the wealthiest families in Florida. Therefore, the motive of extortion, of blackmail, is a very realistic one. But I agree with your analysis. I saw the congressman looking very confident, very upbeat, very much on the attack, not looking like a whipped puppy. And I'd like to see them release those tapes. You see, that's the key. I think the tapes that I understand were made with the supervision of the FBI, of former federal prosecutors trying to shake down Matt Gaetz and his father, who, by the way, is a former president of the Florida State Senate, very respected in this state. I believe that the FBI has the proof that will set Matt Gaetz free.
Exactly, and they knew that the globalists, the Democrats, the Democrat Justice Department was about to be embarrassed by all of this. So the New York Times did damage control, showing they've got operatives in that local FBI office that knew that they were the good agents were about to close the jaws, the trap on this guy.
Well, let's be very clear. Washington operates, particularly in the last 4 years, on the basis of harmful leaks. Those leaks don't even have to be true. They'll end up on the front page of the New York Times or the Washington Post or on CNN or MSNBC, whether they're true or not. And therefore, they do damage. And that's exactly the point here. They're trying to destroy a guy who I think may be the young, great conservative hope for the America First movement. People say, oh, he's too young to run for president. Actually, if he ran in 2024, he'd be older than Jack Kennedy when he became president. So, look, I think it has to do with courage. It has to do with talent. This is the
He definitely has that. Let's be clear. We're not going to, you know, kiss and tell here. But Tucker legitimately isn't running for the media. They're not in competition with each other. Tucker's not against Trump for some reasons because he wants to be president. Tucker is not running for president, cannot stand it, will never go back to D.C. Tucker Carlson is not running for president. Why don't you explain that to people that don't seem to get that?
Yeah, look, I love Tucker Carlson. He played a huge role in telling the American people the truth about the Soviet-style show trial that I was subjected to. But he just has no interest in elective politics. He's a journalist. He was a print journalist, a very fine print journalist. He probably has the number one cable TV show in the world right now. Ever. He has an enormous following because he lays it right on you.
He's a populist, but just to be clear, Gaetz is the only smart guy with tenacity that has a shot other than Trump. That's what you told me privately. You said in the interview that's gone viral that we shot at your offices there at the Nixon Museum outside Miami just a few weeks ago. I mean, literally, it's Trump or Gaetz. It's Trump or Gaetz.
Well, look, I like General Flynn, and I have huge respect for him, but I don't know that he's going to run for president. I'm also impressed with Josh Hawley. As I said on this very show, if the president runs, I'm for Donald Trump. Let's be very clear about that. If the president didn't run, yeah, Matt Gaetz would have to be at the
top. Oh, I agree. A Hawley-Gaetz ticket would be powerful.
Well, look, who is it that Adam Schiff despises the most? Who is it that Jerry Nadler can't stand? Who is the guy who calls Eric Swalwell to task constantly? Why, it's Matt Gaetz. The guy has enormous cojones. He's got huge courage. You know, usually when you're young and you first get to Congress, they tell you
He has incredible charisma. He's super smart. Definitely, they sense the alpha male. They're scared.
Yeah, because he has many of the same traits as Trump. He's audacious. He's bold. He's a brawler. They don't want to take another beating like they took in 2016. So I think this is payback. I think it is politically motivated. I hate to see what it is doing to his family, but he's doing the right thing. Let's get all the facts on the table before we judge this great patriot.
Well, I mean, we know he doesn't even know what they're talking about. He was on the plane with no woman. It's made up. The New York Times, just the same one that lied about WMDs in Iraq, is the same one telling us this lie. And when do they get held accountable, Roger? They lie about you. They lie about me. They lie about Trump. And it just gets worse. I mean, it gets worse and worse and worse. I'm wondering what's coming next. I mean, I read stuff in the paper all the time that has no connection to reality.
Yeah, like, say, The Guardian, for example. I think these people are on drugs. I mean, they're delusional. Look, how many news outlets have told you that I'm the mastermind behind the January 6th storming of the Capitol? When, firstly, I know nothing whatsoever about it, and secondarily, I wasn't there. But it's an article of faith among a bunch of leftists who, you know, push it in their headline. And this is the same kind of thing. So Roger Stone is connected to a local Republican official named Joel Greenberg, who is connected to Matt Gaetz, who is connected to Jacob Engels, the crusading journalist. It's all guilt by association, but I'm convinced at the end of the day, Matt Gaetz has done nothing wrong. And we're going to get a chance to find that out. We're going to get a chance to prove that. We cannot let them destroy one of the leading and most promising young conservative fighters in the country.
Well, that leads me to this next point we'll cover next segment. I think Gaetz should say, I wasn't on Lolita Express with Bill and Bill Gates. You got the wrong Gates. He should come out and expose and talk about all the news that is surfacing about that cover-up. I've got a whole stack of news here we'll cover when we come back, but he should go on the offense. Bill Gates refuses to explain why he went on Jeffrey Epstein's notorious Lolita Express 4 years ago. Just say, I have the wrong Gates. Gates is spending billions on the media a year. He will tell them to drop this immediately if Congressman Gates starts playing hardball. Here's another one. Woman claims Epstein raped her in front of her son, threatened to feed her to alligators. I mean, you say I'm with underage people with no proof? No, you're the ones. He needs to go on the attack. What do you say?
Well, I would like to see Hunter Biden get the same treatment that Matt Gates is getting today. I believe, based on what I've seen, it's far more likely that the charges of sex with underage children with Hunter Biden is far more credible and more likely true than these totally phony allegations.
Well, that's right. Hunter with his niece. Hell, that's on the laptop and the gun, all of it. Let's talk about with Roger Stone how Gates goes on the offense, how Matt Gates destroys them with this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're tuned in to the number one target of the globalists because we have the guest on and let you hear what's happening unfiltered. I can tell you that obviously we've talked to sources very close to Gates, about as close as you can get. And I can tell you we've talked to people in the media that have dug into this heavily. Gates has no memory of any woman, never with any underage, no women flying with him that weren't girlfriends on record that he had for a long time. He's now engaged. This is total crap because he's on their ass and they're scared of him. And Rogers made some calls. I was talking during the break. He's confirmed that. I see this as a huge opportunity. The left can't silence a Matt Gaetz. They can try to silence me or Roger Stone, but he can go on Fox News anywhere and say, wait a minute, I'm not on the plane like Bill Clinton with underage girls to a slave island. I'm not Anthony Weiner. I'm not Chuck Schumer protecting him. I'm not what's in the WikiLeaks with Tony Podesta. I think he should go on the offense. I mean, here's a National File article. Matt Gaetz attacked sex trafficking allegations as being part of organized criminal extortion. He went to the FBI. He did it. And then secondarily, Roger, he should say, I want a criminal investigation of who leaked this from the FBI to the New York Times. We were about to sting these people and bust them. I mean, to me, he needs to go on the offense. What does Roger Stone say?
No, Alex, that's absolutely right. I think people need to understand how both illegal and insidious these leaks are. So, for example, when I was arrested on January 25th, 2019, and 29 heavily armed FBI agents were storming my house, as you know, CNN was 25 feet away with a camera. Perfect example of the same kind of illegal leak that is designed to damage you. These leaks aren't based on facts. They're baseless. They don't cite any evidence to support them. It's character assassination. Why? Because it's payback. This is the only guy who took the Democrats on frontally in impeachment, on Ukraine, on all of their nonsensical efforts to take down Donald Trump. So the number one defender of Donald Trump, the one guy who's not afraid to get in the face of a Jake Tapper or Jerry Nadler, is Matt Gaetz. He's got enormous courage, and that's why they're trying to destroy him with these series of unspecified and unattributed leaks. This is how Washington works. It's a blood sport. Destroying people is a blood sport in Washington.
And I agree, and you've been there for decades and got out of it. Instead of always groveling, he should go on the warpath. I mean, he has the bully pulpit right now. He has the Democrats up their eyeballs at sex trafficking, the open border, Senate report about Obama, and now Biden sex trafficking kids. I mean, he should go absolutely ape instead of, I mean, he's denouncing it in a great way. I give him a, you know, a 99 on his credibility. I'm just saying, I want warpath. I want him to go after them. These are the people guilty of everything they say we're doing.
Well, once again, we have the exact same double standard. Congressman Eric Swalwell, who for two solid years insisted that I was a traitor to my country, that I was a Russian asset, we now know, without dispute, was involved in a romantic affair with a red Chinese spy, and that she was able to penetrate his office and put an intern in there, which is significant because Swalwell has access to classified information as a member of the House Intelligence Committee. I believe the congressman is guilty of treason. just as he said, I was guilty of treason. The difference is he was wrong. Yet this guy is still sitting on the committee. He is unpunished. Yet we have baseless accusations against Matt Gaetz with no backup, no documentation whatsoever, and the media is off to the races. Meanwhile, Eric Swalwell may be giving away our top secrets to the Red Chinese even as we speak.
And that's all confirmed, and he's still on the Intelligence Committee. Let that sink in. So I'm going to play this clip in a moment. Guys, cue it up. Go ahead.
It's the only time the words Eric Swalwell and intelligence are used in the same sentence, actually.
What is wrong with Swalwell? Why do the Democrats defend him when he's so stupid? And so he says he wants to use nuclear weapons on American gun owners. Why would they put such an idiot up there? Well, what's going on with that?
Well, he's a personal favor of the speaker. That's why. That's how he's gotten his committee assignments and how he survived. Let's face it, if he were a Republican and we found out that he was sleeping with, say, I don't know, a Russian spy, he'd be in jail by now. But there's a different standard for Democrats. They can use the full authority and the intelligence capabilities of the U.S. government to spy on their political opponents with impunity. When Richard Nixon did it, they ran him out of town. But when Barack Obama and Joe Biden did it, the media just denies that it ever
happened. Nixon stuck his toe in the pool. They are in the deep end at the bottom. They're fine. I'm going to play you this clip. Biden is degenerating. He's falling apart. He doesn't know who he is faster than we even thought. And then meanwhile, they scream at reporters, treat them like animals. If Trump did this, it'd be the end of the world. I mean, everything about the Biden administration is like a bar closing down at 2 a.m. It's dysfunctional. It's the wheels are off. It's out of control. They look like they're in over their head. Here's a clip yesterday of them just screaming at reporters to just get out. Here it is.
Thanks, folks.
All right, so you were just watching the press.
And this is happening everywhere. It's just, what the hell's going on up there, Roger?
Yeah, no, it's absolute chaos. The most amazing thing about the president last week was accusing the Republicans and Donald Trump of Jim Crow? Really? The guy who wrote the legislation that requires the harsh mandatory penalties for the first time nonviolent crime of possession of small amounts of drugs that has fallen disproportionately on black people and people of color, that has destroyed hundreds of thousands, if not millions of black lives today? That guy, the guy who said that that if they desegregated the Wilmington, Delaware public schools, it would be like a racial jungle, and he didn't want his daughter going to school in a jungle. He's the original segregationist. He's the guy who's used dog whistle throughout his career. But then to say, if you want to use a photo ID in order to vote in Georgia, that's racist. No, it isn't racist. It's common sense.
I agree with you. I want to hit some other issues when we come back, but how long, well, you and I got criticized 2 years ago during the campaign saying Biden's had another stroke. He's going to be senile if he gets in office. We've been proven right. Now that's mainline news. Just in 1 minute, gut level, how does this end for Biden?
I think not well. Look, I actually feel sorry for the guy. I think he's being used. Some days he doesn't even appear to know where he is. So I don't wish him any ill will, none at all. I'd like to see the country prosper. I was actually happy when he didn't bite on the minimum wage socialist proposal and when he stuck to his guns on the means test for the COVID-19 relief package. That doesn't make him a conservative, folks, because given the immigration problem, given our gasoline prices, given the unequal protection the American people wear, immigrants can come into the country without being tested for COVID, but try leaving on vacation and flying back into the United States as a citizen.
Exactly. Stay there. I want to talk about that because I had that feeling this morning. I'm in the shower, washing my hair, and I'm like, I hate Biden failing. He's so pathetic, it makes me feel bad. Even though I hate his guts, it's this weird paradox of, I wish he was good. I wish he was together. It's so disheartening. Roger Stone's our guest. We'll cover it all. The open borders and more on the other side. Stay with us.
have until Wednesday, March 31st, 2021, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales of the year, the InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale. More than 20 of our top best-selling items are all 50% off with free shipping. That makes some of them almost lost leaders. In fact, we're breaking even on the Emrys Essentials. 15 different high-quality organic essential oils, 3 different organic hand sanitizers that smell great and are amazing for your body and, you know, don't toxify you like the alcohol-based ones do. We also have the organic shampoo, the organic body wash, the organic deodorant. It goes on and on. All of these are set to sell out. It's going to be months till more comes in, and they are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping. And we have Brain Force, the great brain focus nootropic. 50% off free shipping. While supplies last. It all ends Wednesday night. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I was talking to Roger during the break, and he said, listen, I've got marching orders, what I think is a long-term truth teller about what Congressman Matt Gaetz, under extortion, under deep state attack, under controlled Justice Department siege by O'Biden. That's what I call him. I keep calling him Obama. He's O'Biden. He's the puppet of Obama, the third term of Obama. What is your message to embattle Congressman Matt Gaetz?
The most important message is that Congressman Gaetz, in this kind of a maelstrom, must put his faith in Jesus Christ. You know, I was shocked last night to learn that Alice Butler Shore, one of the finest women ever known, a real spark plug. I mean, one of the most important activists in the entire America First movement, crucial in the nomination of Donald Trump, passed away suddenly 2 days ago, about a day ago. She was the first woman who sought me out at the U.S. District Courthouse in D.C., drove downtown to find me, to give me a Bible and tell me to put my faith in Jesus, that I would be saved if I would return to the church of my forebears. She was right. So Matt Gaetz must take solace in his belief in God, because he's in for one hell of a battle. But the Lord will never desert him and will never fail to protect him. Secondarily, he needs to go on offense. This is right up front in Stone's rules. The left-wing, non-journalist, fake news media are the most vicious, malicious, dishonest people that I've ever come across. This is not as it was 20 years ago in politics. You have a new breed of these hardcore, snotty left-wingers calling themselves reporters when they in fact are children, and they have no ethics whatsoever. All of these stories that are maligning Matt Gaetz today are based on leaks. Where's the beef? Where are the facts? I don't think there are any facts. I think this is a good old-fashioned smear because, let's face it, Matt Gaetz shows enormous promise, and they know that. They don't want to face him at the polls in 4 years or 8 years or 12 years. They want to finish his political career right now, not because he's done something wrong, because I don't believe he has, but because they control the media. They now control the Justice Department. That's a toxic combination.
I agree. Spend a few minutes. How does he go on offense? He brings up the Clintons and the other Gaetz on the Lolita Express 20-something times. He brings up the Justice Department covering it up. He brings up Wiener. He brings up WikiLeaks. He brings up that they're the ones that do all this, not him. He's pro-life. They want to kill babies, not just rape them.
Well, look, those, I think, are what the left refers to as Me Too-ism. He does need to do that to set the table. In other words, is he being treated as Hunter Biden was treated when serious allegations were made against him? No, those were swept under the table. No, but the truth here is Matt Gaetz knows the facts of what he's being accused of. He knows how this has been fabricated. I think he should not go hide in a hole. He should be out there like he was on Tucker last night, telling the truth, laying it out for people. But most importantly, let's hear the tapes. We need to hear the tapes.
That's right. The key is he went to the FBI. They had a sting op. They were about to bust him yesterday. Somebody in the FBI leaked that info to the New York Times for damage control. Gaetz was about to have a devastating victory.
I think that's exactly right. So the bottom line of this is very simple. Evidence exists that will sort this whole thing out. Evidence exists that I believe will bear out everything Matt Gaetz has said, that this isn't good old-fashioned extortion play, a high-stakes leak in the Justice Department has left information in the hands of a former prosecutor or prosecutors who now seek to line their pockets. That's a very serious crime, and the congressman needs to remain on offense. Tell the truth. The best way to win this fight is simply tell the truth. I think he began doing that last night. I'm going to be out there defending him because I think he's being unfairly treated. I know a little bit about that. This is a machine. This chews you up. It doesn't have to be true. It's all allegation. It's all innuendo. It's all guilt by association. And once again, they correctly see Matt Gaetz is a superstar. This guy's a future leader of the movement that produced Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump, and they're scared to death about it.
That's right. They're trying to destroy anybody that could lead us out of this garbage. And he showed courage. The election fraud, the open borders, the attacks on Trump, they are absolutely scared of Gaetz and trying to destroy him. It's going to fail. I'm just so sick of the New York Times and the Washington Post, even the Wall Street Journal. As you said, they're the worst, getting away with outright lies. I mean, they print stuff every week about you and I that are damn 100% lies.
It's Kafkaesque. It's so bizarre. I actually got an email from Michael Schmidt, the reporter at the New York Times that wrote this story today. I'm going to be releasing my response because it is quite extraordinary. They don't hold the New York Times to the same standards they hold everybody else to. It is a maze of linked to, associated with, is known to have spent time with. That's guilt by association.
Well, hold on. I want the exclusive. Can you pull up the email? I want to hear your response to the New York Times.
Yeah, you'll get a chance to take a look at it. I've got to touch it up a little bit because the more I read it, the angrier I get.
Will you come on the War Room today and give us the exclusive, please?
If I can stay awake that long, sure.
I know. You have a tendency to write all night. Roger, I have to apologize to you, and I've done this a lot, but when I'm wrong, I want to be wrong. I made fun of you. I laughed at you. I yelled at you when you were worried about being indicted for being a Russian. Because I knew I was there with the whole WikiLeaks thing. They wouldn't talk to us. None of it was true. None of it happened. And then you got indicted. Now I'm not laughing. They are rubbing their hands together in hundreds of articles a week. Just, we're going to arrest Jones and Stone. They're going to prison. We're going to get them. And we attacked the Capitol with no evidence. Of course we didn't do that. These people, I've learned, like, they don't care. They're crazy. I mean, they don't care what's true. They don't even care there's evidence.
That's exactly right. So let's talk about the single most important thing the InfoWarriors can do at this moment. And that is to pray for Matt Gaetz and his family, pray for Congressman Matt Gaetz and his fiance. He's a good man. He's being maligned because he stands for the U.S. Constitution and he's had no fear of these left-wing bullies. This is a smear. It is outrageous. It is repugnant.
Hold on. You just said the key. They hate the fact that he doesn't have fear. And I instinctively don't have it. You don't have it either. It's this thing where I don't get scared. I mean, I get concerned, but they smell our fear, don't they?
That's exactly right. And they challenge anybody who they think is going to point out the truth.
Roger, I know for real, because I've talked to you privately. I see the tears in your eyes when we've been in person, when you were saying, pray with me, you start crying. You were always a Christian, but you got led astray. None of us are perfect. God forgive us all. You had a little bit of partying here and there, and none of it was wrong in God's eyes because you repented of it, like King David. But let's pray. We got a minute and a half left to break, but lead us in prayer for Congressman Matt Gaetz, please.
Look, I'm not the most articulate, but I'll give it a try. Dear Lord, you who created both heaven and earth, you who stand for justice and hate injustice, please watch over Matt Gaetz in this struggle for his freedom. He is a good man. He is a godly man. He is an innocent man. He is a man of great promise. Do not let the left-wing hate machine that sought to destroy me, sought to destroy General Flynn, now destroy this great American patriot.
Amen. And by the way, that's another topic for you to come back. We're trying to get Flynn to run. We're begging him on our knees. We love him. We're not against Trump. We're not against Gaetz. Whoever will do it will take up the sword politically of truth. Whoever will pull Excalibur, that's a whole other subject. In fact, don't wait. Come on later this week. Let's draft him on air. Let's draft, because I know you're waiting on Gaetz, you're waiting on Trump, but we need to get him in the field regardless, because they're all kind of waiting because they're patriots, and they don't want to push to the head of the trough. Let's draft General Flynn to get going. What do you think, Roger?
Look, I think I've made it as clear as I can that if the president runs, I'm for the president. And he has the right to make that decision, and he has the luxury to make it in his own time. But if the president doesn't run, it's absolutely vital that we have a candidate, a man or a woman, who really understands and supports and completely is committed to...
Hold on, do five more minutes. Exactly, on Flynn. We need a stand-in. And I get you're being delicate here. We're not against Trump. If Trump isn't going to do it, we have to fire up Flynn, and we were firing up Gaetz behind the scenes. We have to have them ready in case Trump doesn't do it. We'll be right back.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can't. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET. Rocket.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Inside information or anything. Let's just say Roger and I have been working very hard to not get Flynn to block a Matt Gaetz or a Trump. We want them all to run. Trump's up top. We're not sure about Gaetz. We hope so. That's what they're targeting Gaetz, as Gaetz was planning to. And then General Flynn's an awesome guy, a great guy, but he needs help. He needs infrastructure. He needs support. And I'll leave it at that. And so it's not like we're here cheating on each other or something to say we want to get General Flynn ready to run as president now, to get the momentum of him running, to then offer that support to Trump later, which I think he would do. Maybe he's a VP. Who knows? So Roger's been very delicate about this. He's given Flynn reports. I'm not going to get into all of it. There's been a lot going on behind the scenes. But we need to draft Flynn. We can't wait, regardless of the leadership of people running for president now, to get the people mobilized to execute a plan to challenge the globalists. Because who else but Cruz and then Gaetz or a few others are fighting? They're all under attack. We need to do this. It's something we have to do, even though it makes us targets, Roger. That's why they want you out of the game. They're obviously tapping your phones. They know It's not a secret how much you talk to General Flynn or how much we meet with him or any of that. So this is not a secret because the enemy knows. Why not let the audience know? Don't give it all away, but we're really trying to draft Flynn to go ahead and announce for president. So tell us about it.
Well, first of all, Alex, I have the highest possible regard for General Flynn. I mean, this guy is a genuine American war hero. He's not just a veteran. He's a hero. He put his own life on the line to save his fellow servicemen. He's a man of enormous integrity, and he's a man of enormous knowledge. He really understands the threats that face the country, perhaps better than a handful of people in the country. Now, I believe, however, that his greatest single appeal is the fact that he's not a politician. And therefore, I don't think he should run for president. I think if President Trump does not run, it is very clear to me that there's going to be a national draft to try to persuade General Flynn to stand up and do his duty to his country. Based on my conversations with him, I don't think he hankers for power or is desperate to be elected president for his own ego, but I think you might persuade him to do it because it is his duty to the country. The man and his family have been through hell.
Sure, but he needs to start making the prep. Well, he wants to win. He wants to defeat the enemy. This is not about who's president, who's not. He's a George Washington type guy. He has to do it. Who else is there? There's Trump, Gates, and him.
I agree on paper that he has the stature and the gravitas and the experience to be a viable candidate. But I think the American people are going to rise up and draft him, whether he wants to run or not, in the event that President Trump, the real favorite.
I agree. And he's got to start, as we said, the foundation now, just in case Trump doesn't do it. Correct?
Yes, and look, what's part of that? One thing he needs to do, and he's doing it, he needs to move around the country making speeches. He needs to impact individual media markets, but on your way, you're collecting IOUs. On your way, you're making vital future contacts that could come in very handy.
And let's just say it, the fact that he's not a politician is very cute, it's very endearing, but he's a general, he understands globalists, how to fight them, he doesn't know politics, and so we're not even trying to get in there and tell him what to do. He just has to realize he's been drafted by history. He must now get on board to be the general, regardless, to fight against the globalists.
Our greatest presidents have been the individuals who did not burn for the office and did not have to become president in order to be someone. Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan, Dwight Eisenhower. I believe he's in that category. He's already
George Washington.
George Washington. But I believe that General Flynn's greatest public service lies ahead, and I'm hopeful that when his countrymen call on him, and I believe they will, if the president does not run.
I agree. So we're for Trump, and if he doesn't do it, for Gates, but the launch pad must be built. You can't just bring him out of mothballs and moonshot Flynn. We have to build him the launch pad.
But let's also be clear. If Matt Gaetz, through sheer will and the heart of a brawler and a fighter, survives this audacious attempt to smear him, he will be even stronger as a candidate.
Well, remember, 3 weeks ago, I was at your office, and I said, you know they're going to come after Gaetz. And you said, oh, no doubt. We're seeing it right now.
It's because it's payback time. This is all about political payback. That's all it is.
Well, I know Flynn's not stupid. He said, well, I don't care. I don't care what happens to me. I get it. But his name is important. Now he belongs to the people. They're coming after him regardless. He's got to go on offense now.
It's unbelievable to me that the Army is reinvestigating his contacts with the Russians. This is so nonsensical that it's absurd, that it's insulting. Do we really think that Robert Mueller, with his unlimited budget and favorable judges and a favorable venue and all the power that no previous special counsel ever had, would have found something? He found nothing, other than the fact that General Flynn is a patriotic, loyal American. That's what he found.
Well, Roger, they want to get you and get me because we're loyal Americans and we've taken action. We've proven we have the zeitgeist and we've proven we're ready to defeat them. Everybody else is scared. I wish that I was made obsolete by other men stepping up and other women stepping up, but that's not happening. And so it's up to us again, once more into the battle. Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com. You're joining us again tomorrow, if you can, to get more into Flynn, more into politics. And nobody's got a plan. We've got a plan. We've got to launch the plan. So join me tomorrow, if you're ready, or the next day with the plan. Roger Stone, we'll talk to you soon.
Great to be with you, Alex. It's great to be back on InfoWars, and I look forward to my next gig.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Whenever you want. He says tomorrow, the next day. Roger's got a big plan. I believe you. I've seen it. It's a long plan. He's written a long 70-page plan and then some, and that's why they are so pissed. But we've got a blueprint for victory, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, and again, these leftists want to be a president or a senator. I don't want to be there. I love Texas. I want to be on a lake with my family in some shotgun shack playing checkers and drinking moonshine. But I've got to be here, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm not going to be a slave to these people. And I'm going to kick their ass with your help. All right. We got, if he's here, I don't know, I haven't seen him arrive yet, Stuart Rhodes. I already lost the article again. Will you guys please print me the... You guys, we got, it was on the phone. I thought it was going to be in studio. No, I know Owen's on the phone. Is Stuart Rhodes here? Okay, not yet. Okay, great. We'll go to Owen. That's good. So he's behind. We'll get Stuart Rhodes on at 15 after in studio. And I already had you guys give it to me twice. You've done a great job. It's got mixed up in my stack. No, here it is. Many Capitol writers unlikely to serve jail time, Politico, because they didn't do anything wrong. So their whole system is evaporating in front of their eyes. That is coming up. We're going to talk two segments to Owen Schroyer. Then we're going to be talking to a good friend of mine, constitutional lawyer, veteran, patriot, in studio. We're going to be talking to Stuart Rhodes about this attempt to start an insurrection against the American people. But the first thing I want to do is tell you about one of our great sponsors. When the cell towers go down, along with power failure, satellite phones will still work. Cell phones are always tracking and logging everywhere you go and everything you say. Satellite phones do not have this issue. Satellite phones work in every extreme remote location. If you can see the sky, your phone will work. The Alex Jones Special is free satellite phone for only $99.95 a month for 150 minutes per month. No charge for receiving calls from other cell phones or landlines to your sat phone. Car antennas and home antennas are available, so satellite phones can be used outdoors or while traveling in your vehicle. Stay in touch with loved ones during a national or international emergency. InfoWarsPhone.com, InfoWarsPhone.com, or call 941-955-1020 and ask for the Alex Jones Special, 941-955-1020. And then separately, today is the last day. Basil Beach sold out, Alpha Power and Prostaguard. We have Living Defense to flush out the parasites, Next Level Probiotic, 50% off free shipping. All iodine products, X2, X3, all of it, 50% off free shipping. Brain Force Plus, 50% off free shipping. Dr. Jones Natural Charcoal Activated Toothpaste and the Mouthwash, 50% off free shipping. All Emirates Essentials, 50% off free shipping. It all ends tomorrow morning at InfoWarsStore.com. And then, if I could get enough of this, because people realize how important it is, your immune system, your body, we can fund the whole operation. But because we use organic, high-quality, high-end vitamins and minerals, amino acids, we can never even get big shipments. We're sold out most of the time. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. Liquid multivitamin mineral with amino acids for children, for adults, for old people. A scoop of this makes a whole big jug. Drink it with your friends and family and turbocharge your body. 1,897 reviews, 4.8 stars. 96%. It is incredible. It's 40% off. One day only free shipping on it because I got to fund myself. This is our main funder now. So we're going to, the 40% off is not going to go long, folks. So please get it today. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and get a F. Biden t-shirt while you're at it and wear it to church. All right. We're going to be right back with our number three with Owen, the leftist SJW destroyer, Schroyer, and then in studio, the one, the only Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.